Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Have you ever eaten a bug? On purpose, that is. And childhood dares don't count either. In much of the world, edible insects are valued as a source of protein. They haven't quite caught on in the U.S., aside from the creations of a few daring gourmet chefs. But a conference underway this week in Detroit is considered the first of its kind ever held in the United States. It's called Edible Insects Detroit 2016. Michigan State University is also thinking about the nutritional value of insects. Joining me now in the studio, Dr. Jeffrey Swada. Jeffrey's an assistant professor in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition here at MSU. Jeff, welcome to Current State.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Kevin Lavery also joins me in the studio here, who helped arrange this segment.
Full disclosure, I just felt a sense of obligation and guilt. If I'm the one going to be making you eat the bugs, Mark, then I'm going to do it right along with you.
Okay. I appreciate the shared sacrifice is the best sacrifice here. Actually, I'm actually kind of looking forward to this in kind of a twisted kind of way. Most Americans, Jeff Swada, don't quickly think of insects as a food source. Why should people consider edible insects?
Well, you have to think about it as, you know, they're a very sustainable source of protein. The average insect, it's hard to get a good statistic, but it's about 2 to 4 times more protein than, let's say, a beef cattle, for instance. You get a higher level of iron, a higher level of calcium, so it's really nutrient dense.
That's per
quantity,
ounce,
you know,
whatever.
You know, per gram.
Per
ounce.
Right.
Units really, it's all relative.
Okay.
And, you know, just from a, you know, besides a nutritional point of view, I mean, just from an environmental point of view, a statistic out there, like 1 pound of soy protein takes about 250 gallons of water to grow.
Yeah.
Whereas the same amount of, you know, insect-based protein could be about a gallon. So in a place like California with the drought, you know, going on, this is a really sustainable form of, you know, long-term, you know, nutrients.
Very interesting. How did MSU get involved in the edible insect trend?
Well, I've always heard about it. You know, way back in 2013, the UN came out with their kind of, you know, edible insect report. And so I've kind of been, you know, following the current trends. And then
The UN did an edible insect report.
It was more just kind of a summary of the current state of what's going on.
Interesting.
You know, across the world. And so I've been up with that. And then a local company in Detroit, Detroit Ento, they're actually a cricket farm / processor. They're a startup. They wanted to figure out how do we partner with MSU to use our resources and actually help them, and they could help us. So we're starting up kind of a collaboration with them. Helping with their research and helping with our research as well.
Well, before Kevin and I actually sample some of the items that you brought in here today, talk to us about the most commonly consumed insects around the world here.
Oh, around the world, there's tremendous variety. Here in the Western culture, not much. Crickets are probably as far as people go, maybe chocolate-covered crickets. In places like Thailand or, you know, different parts of Asia, they have over 1,000 different types of insects to eat. And it's
part of the culture in Thailand, for example.
Exactly.
It's not uncommon to meet people who.
It's much more part of the culture. And, you know, it kind of goes back to, like, I brought up the example of sushi, for instance. You know, 20 years ago, people thought raw fish in the Western culture was just disgusting. Now it's something that everyone, you know, loves. It's just more of a kind of a social trying to understand, you know, wrapping your mind around eating something we're not used to.
Well, before any more time elapses, Kevin, dive in, shall we?
Let's crack open a cricket or two.
Your pleasure. We have cricket cookies from a place called Biddy Foods.
I would just as soon warm up to the idea, kind of build up to
of a progressive thing.
Exactly. It's a progressive dinner. Exactly. I'll start with
it's a movable feast, what it is.
Life is short. Eat dessert first, right? Let's.
So we can start with cookies. Then we have salt and pepper mealworms. That could be your next course if you're interested.
Salt and pepper mealworms.
We also have barbecue crickets.
So I'm opening a package here. This is, well, the word cocoa is in this. It's hard to quarrel with that.
No, I have the mealworm package in front of me, Mark, but I'm not starting with that. I'm going to ask you to hand me a cricket cookie if you don't mind here.
Oh.
All right, we're going to give that a shot.
And I'm sorry, this is cricket meal?
It's cricket flour.
Cricket flour yeah, that was used to make these.
They dry the crickets, and then they grind it up and make kind of a flour similar to what we understand as like wheat flour. A little bit different properties. But
I imagine this would be a way to get people to, you know, kind of an introduction to consuming what used to be a bug and consuming it in cookie form.
Exactly. I mean, it's, you don't have to eat, you know, I'm holding here the barbecue crickets. I mean, that's something you could snack on. But, you know, introducing, you know, flour into cookies or bread or tortillas, most consumers, if, you know, you wouldn't tell them, they wouldn't know.
You don't happen to have a nacho cricket in your box there, do you, Jeff?
I have a...
Something is barbecued.
Barbecue cricket. That's kind of close.
Mm.
Yeah. If you want to try
are you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Enough of this cocoa... I mean, this tastes like a lot of other cookies, and it's perfectly good.
And most of the time, you'll get a textural change just because you don't have, you know, the gluten that you get from, you know, normal flour.
It's very subtle.
But the taste is, you know.
Where now again? You said Thailand in particular is a common. Where else in the Africa? For example,
a very rough statistic, and this is, you know, don't quote me on this, but about 80% of the world's countries, you know, it's a common practice to, you know, consume insects in some form.
Okay.
Now that's, you know, kind of a rough estimate. So it's kind of a lot of the other, you know, countries. You could think of it as, you know, maybe in Thailand, they have a certain basis of insects that they frequent. If you gave them something that they're not used to, they'll kind of freak out just like we as, you know, Americans do too. But they're used to crickets. But if you give them maybe, I don't know, some exotic spider, they might not be as inclined. So it's more of a social perception.
Why don't you pass out another sample here of what are you opening,
well,
Kevin?
I'm opening a package of sea salt and pepper mealworms, and so we can get a sense of the...
what am I getting here, Jeff?
Open here. We'll try that out.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm not going to eat a whole lot of these, but I will eat a couple, I think.
Smoky barbecue crickets. I'm holding a bag of smoky barbecue crickets. How about that?
I have three very tiny sea salt and pepper mealworms.
Think of them as pork rinds. Just pop them down.
One, two, three.
He's nodding.
Mmm.
He's nodding.
Just like Mama used to make. Not bad.
I'm not a big fan barbecue.
Yeah.
And I'm even less a fan of consuming. Oh, my gosh.
All right, throw me the barbecue cricket bag. I'm going to give it a try. You're not into the mealworms, Mr.
Bayshore? Five crickets in my hand, and I'm going to open up my mouth and put one of them in.
It's not so bad.
Just chew them up nice.
just chew them up
this
nice.
This is one situation where you have to kind of eat with your mouth open just to get that radio effect. So
exactly, nice crunch.
Forgive my lack of social graces here. I am now attempting to ingest some barbecue crickets. Here we go.
I'm going to put down four at once. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, do you consume crickets yourself, or do you just preach the gospel?
No, I've actually passed them out to my course I teach, you know, last semester to the whole class. I mean, I don't consume them on a daily basis, but I'll have them for a snack every once in a while.
Where can you buy them?
Very few places in the U.S. There's places like Biddy Foods, which I mentioned. There's an Ento Market. They're all online-based companies. You can buy them. They're all over the place in Thailand. I chose to do more U.S.-based companies that are approved by the USDA, just so, you know, we're as safe as possible. But, I mean, within the U.S., it's basically online right as of now.
Well, I'm cribbing a line from Saturday Night Live, but I still remember the Bass-O-Matic, and I'll just say, that's cricket. We want to talk. We want to thank Jeff Swada, assistant professor in the Department of Food Science and Nutrition at Michigan State University. This week, Detroit hosts the first conference of its kind in the U.S. entitled Edible Insects Detroit 2016. It runs today through Saturday at Wayne State University. Jeff, thanks for being with us
thanks
today.
Thanks for having me.